Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So we're talking about the way that a woman is the heartbeat of the society. And in the golden treatise of Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, he writes, "Indeed, the heart, contrary to a common belief, is more important than the brain. This is because it is connected to the ruh, the spirit, whereas the brain is connected to the nafs, or the soul. The woman is the symbol of the heart and of the spirit in society, in the family, and in Karbala itself. It is because the woman is the symbol of the spirit and the heart that it is recommended that we protect the woman from the negative interference of a weak or corrupted society. And how do we do this? We do this by keeping the woman protected in the home. And when she goes out, that she protects herself and covers her adornment with her clothes in society. And in this way, she protects the family reputation, the children's image of purity, and her own purity in the process. For it is the woman that gives the identity of the spirituality of the family rather than the man. It is when a woman purifies herself, her heart, and purifies the family through that purified heart that she has the confidence and the children learn the confidence to go out when she sees injustice anywhere in society. Even in front of men, she will speak up, the children will speak up, and she will be the embodiment of truth in society. It is for this reason that we see that Lady Zainab alayhi salam, Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, Lady Masuma, that they were able to achieve that level of confidence in society because they were the height of purity. And there is no other reason than the purity that enabled a woman to speak up to a level like Yazid. It is the process of purification in a woman, the ongoing struggle to purify herself, which purifies her family. And that is the progress of society. Because when a woman stops, society stops moving forward and returns backwards. Muslims cannot rely on any other person to move society forward. In fact, nobody can rely on another person. The onus of progress in society is on purification of the self, and everybody is responsible for that. And it was exactly because of this purification, this purity of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, of Lady Zainab, of Lady Masuma, that they became the voice of resistance against injustice in society. And it is this voice of resistance against oppression, against injustice, that rings and echoes in society, not only at that time, but through the pages of history until the present day today. It is an honor for a woman and for the men in society, whether related or not, that a woman takes on the role as the extension of the events of Karbala and the events that transpired after Karbala and speak out against oppression, against injustice, and be the voice of resistance in the society today, whether cultural expectations, opinions, or prejudices allow it or not. The truth cannot be compromised on. So sisters, do not let yourselves, your doubts, cultural expectations, opinions or prejudices, or men stop you from speaking out for the truth when truth is required. And most definitely, do not let the weak in society among us prevent you and your strength from from fighting against the evils in society. So sisters, wear that veil with pride and take the time to purify yourselves. Be the Zainab of today, because where a woman leads, society will follow. Majestate, Sister Spade.